It seems that there is nothing moderate or friendly about the way many Americans drink, especially when you watch American TV shows. So in today's episode, let's talk about this very American problem in the name of alcohol, or booze. Alcohol was a part of North America long before Columbus arrived, but the arrival of the Europeans cemented the alcohol culture in the Americas. Part of that huge consumption of alcohol was health-related. Believe it or not, before water purification measures, beer and other alcohols were safer to drink than water. This huge boom in alcohol consumption led to moral objections, and in 1919, prohibition was enacted in the US. Alcohol was illegal. Prohibition was, by and large, a failure, but it was not repealed until 1930, just after the Great Depression. In 1984, the legal drinking age was raised from 18 to 21, and America entered the modern era of alcohol consumption. The minimum legal drinking age in the US is 21 now. However, in reality, young people are introduced to drinking as early as 16 years old. In America, by the time a child reaches their late teens or early 20s, alcoholism is already a part of their daily lives. Students are notorious binge drinkers. When asked, the majority of US citizens report that drinking improves their social skills and helps them control emotions such as distress, grief, anxiety, and depression, among others. When people view drinking as a positive social habit, the rate of alcoholism is sure to increase. In American culture, alcohol has a sort of therapeutic role in society. How many times have you heard your favorite character on one of your shows say, "After a long day or a stressful situation, I need a drink"? The culture of alcohol is quite disturbing in America because from an early age, Americans tend to associate excessive drinking with good times and bad times. As a result, they have plenty of opportunities to get drunk. Think of all of those movies about college, like American Pie. Today, approximately 15 million American adults struggle with an alcohol use disorder. If there is one culture we should not copy from the United States, it is the drinking culture. That's a wrap for today. Stay tuned for another episode of the Marianne Podcast, the only podcast to explain what's being said and what's happening only in America.